Well, my name is Brian McCain. I just been out of here for going on 7 months. I did 9 months on a year and 3 months a week before that. And I've done time in 6 different states 53 times. And that's how many times it took for God to really take control of my life, and I'm thankful for every single arrest. Yes, I am. And I haven't really prepared a sermon or anything, but I just was compelled to come back here and try to encourage you all with a testimony of how God's been rewarding me for faith since I've been out. Now I left, well, what got me arrested a lot was, sometimes you all know that we don't always get arrested for the exact crime that we committed, you know, but it could have been some of our behavior or our surroundings that got us in trouble, and in any case, that happened to me 53 times, and so I decided to change my life while I was in here, did the Bible studies, and I gave my life to Christ before, but I wasn't as dedicated as I should have been. I started out going to church, drift away, and my last arrest, I was driving my own personal church van just after asking God to help me quit drinking. Now I'm going around taking people, giving people rides, thinking I'm doing a charity service while I'm drinking with them, and then I was really begging God to take control and you know, even take this will that we have, take some of that away from me, you know, because I can't handle it. Now I get in the van and I'm heading to take some people to cash their checks and stuff, and I hear God said, "Don't go there." So I stop the van. I stop in the road, and I look around, and I have 5 empty seats. And I thought, well, surely. And I remember asking God to be more clear about revealing things to me. But I thought, surely. I tried to say, surely He doesn't want to stop me from helping people, right? So I was thinking on my own there, thinking on my own what God would want instead of listening. And I spent a lot of time just doing the Bible studies, Forgotten Man Ministry Bible studies, and I see a lot of steps to live by, and I really had time to dedicate myself a little more commitment, you know, and practice that to a point beyond my own understanding, you know. And even when I got out, I had a plan to go to a ministry, Walking with Jesus Ministries, like a halfway house, instead of going back to Edwardsburg, where I'm from, and having the same friends and just trying to avoid temptation like I've done many times before. I figured I'll start in a new area to begin with and leave everything behind, all my tools, my trucks, all my possessions. I'm just leaving with the clothes I was arrested with. And I even had to wait outside for a day, and Chaplain Ross gave me a ride to the place in South Bend where I was going. And from there on, I've been just blessed daily by, I can't even put it in words. God is so awesome and so powerful. I have to ask Him to forgive me for being frustrated trying to figure things out when I just ask Him to take over again. Remember, like I asked Him before, that things are unfolded and circumstances work out better than even my best plan that I could come up with. since then, like I said, I've started my second semester in Bible college in Mishawaka. And that is awesome. And I was discouraged all the way down the line, you know, even by Christians sometimes, going along with human understanding, where will I live? I need to be prepared, you know, I need to have a home. Where am I going to eat? And I don't even know where I'm going to sleep, you know, tomorrow, to tell you the truth. But I know it's where God wants me, wherever that's at. And you know, I've been told that this college I go to is too expensive. It's a very expensive school. It's a private Bible college, but that's where God led me. And so far, I haven't had to pay anything. The government grant has paid for all of it and then gave me change, a lot of change. And I didn't understand anything. I've been, wandering from place to place. I can't even, I see an old girlfriend, say, a few days ago, and I don't know where I'm going to stay. I'm walking down the street in the cold, but she invites me over, so we drink some coffee. She says, where are you going? I'm following the Lord, you know, and I go to her house and have some coffee, and she says I can stay there, you know, and I know that wouldn't be, you know, isn't what God wants me to do. That's obvious. That's here in His Word. Even though television and stuff will try to break down your morality, have you compare yourself to other people instead of God's Word. Right. But another thing I've been asking God for is the Spirit. You know, send His Spirit to remind me of these things. And He has, every second, all the time, so far. So I tell this girl that I have to leave, you know. And I'd like to pray with her. I pray with her. And she's telling me, this doesn't make sense. You know, I have nowhere to go. It's cold outside. And I have about 15 miles to go just to get to school the next day. But as soon as I leave, I prayed with her, I left. And someone from my AA group, an elderly lady who lives right on the street the school is on, called me up and said, do you want to come to church tonight? She brought me to church, and she let me stay in her camper right there that her family stays in, like a big guest house, and said that I can stay anytime I want when I'm at school. It's too late to take a bus home. So that worked out really well, you know, in two ways. And hopefully that helped to plant a seed with this girl that I'm telling I'm following the Lord, you know. She might take me more serious than if I was to stay there, even for one night, you know. It might not have sent me to hell, but hopefully it'll keep her from hell. So, I don't know. I just want to tell you all to keep your faith. Keep faith, even faith beyond understanding. The further out I go on a limb, the more I'm blessed. And I don't even understand it a lot, but then I just constantly, every day, I remind myself that's been working out well so far. And that's what I was told to do here, and this is what I'm studying. And, I'm really not afraid. And I guess that's all I have to say right now.
Amen. 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 We do thank God for you, Brian, and how he's just living by faith. Amen. I've been able to. He told a story about he got released from Cass County. I don't know, about 6 in the morning, I guess. He stayed around all day till we came that night, and I got a call, went upstairs, he was there, and he started talking to me about he didn't want to go home because he felt like it would bring him back into the environment he didn't want to be in. And I remember, I said, well, I can't talk to you now. I was in the middle of a Bible study, so I came back down. He waited. They put him out of the lobby. And when we came out, he was still waiting. And we had been trying to get him a place to stay in South Bend. But I needed another day even to make that work. And I said, well, I don't know, what are you going to do tonight? So he said, I'll just stay in the park. So if you do that, you know, they may pick you up for vagrancy and you'll be right back in here. Then it started to rain. So, man, we can't leave him out here in the rain. And so we found him a place for that night. And it's just been one story after another, how God has just been blessing him. And it just goes on and on and on. And so I do thank God. I think God had him come back here so we could all get a lesson about faith and trusting God. And we all need to be reminded sometimes that God is in control. You know, we think we are, but really we're not. And we need to learn to trust God more. So those of you that are going to be leaving, you're going to have to be facing the same things that you may have had to face before. But the difference is, if you have God in your heart, that will make the difference. That's what will make the difference. Amen. Thank God again for you, brother. God bless you. Amen. And, I want to thank God for Brother Gary and for his patience. And this was his night. And some things came up. I got a call from Brian. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how this Brian is. He called me today about, I guess it must have been about 3 o'clock. And he said, are you going to be going to jail? I said, we have chapel service every night, Brian. He said, well, I just left church. Somebody gave me a ride up to Cass. I'm sitting in the lobby. I think it was about 3 o'clock. I said, it's 3 o'clock? He said, it's 3 o'clock. I will sit here until you guys. Who sits for 4 hours and go to church, man? Nobody does that. So he sat there so he could be in church tonight. And Pastor Washington, he goes to Pastor Washington's church faithfully. Pastor Washington told me that when he gets there in the morning, Brian is already there waiting for him to open the door. So he's impressed with Brian's faith, too. So we do thank God again for you, Brian. And, you know, I thank God for Brother Gary. And as I want to introduce Brother Gary, he is a really faithful person that witnesses to anybody. Amen. That's one of the things that I always have always appreciated about Brother Chaplain Gary. There's a story when he was, I can't remember the coach's name, I think it was Cunningham. Cunningham was a coach for Notre Dame, and I think Gary would walk in the mall, Coach Cunningham would walk in the mall, and Gary ran up on him one day and started witnessing to him and gave him some tapes from the jail. So he's always a man that is willing to share the gospel wherever he is. Amen. I just thank God for him. And we're going to turn things over to Brother Gary. So just welcome Chaplain Gary. Amen.